Well, I wonder how you're coping in the current situation. Because there are different responses, aren't there, to being cooped up in our homes, feeling the loss of control, feeling the chaos, the uncertainty of the future. One response is defiance, to do everything we can to bring things back into our control. We might be tempted to ignore the government's directives to continue life as normal. But things are not normal. We might form strong opinions about what should or shouldn't be happening. We should be doing more testing, like Korea or China. But pretending we can control things is futile. It doesn't bring us more toilet roll. Another approach, of course, is giving up. Woe is me. I'm not in control. The government's not in control. None of us can do anything. And so the only thing we can do to avoid completely crumbling is to escape, which is understandable. But can we really ignore reality? We can try to forget reality with box sets and with books, with gardening and with puzzles, but reality hasn't forgotten us. Is that our approach, to ignore reality? Psalm 131 has something much better for us. It is a psalm written either by King David or written of David in a Davidic style much later. And it is a much needed encouragement to us in the current situation to be humble and to be content. Two things we need greatly. And both responses of seeking control and responses of escape are contrasted here with the proper biblical response of godly humility. My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have stilled and quietened my soul. As you sit in your living room or your kitchen or your bedroom, God asks us through this psalm, is that you this morning? Is your response to still and to quieten your soul, your inmost being? Or is it defiance, proud heart, haughty eyes, being high and lofty in our thoughts? A dangerous and a futile challenge to the only one who is high and lofty, the Lord Himself. You see, that's the difference between God and us. God never thinks that He is us. There are some things, questions that start with why. Then a matter's too great, too wonderful, too astonishing for us. For we recognize, in the words of the former US Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld about something very different, that there's some things we know that we know, and there's some things we know that we don't know. He could have just stopped there, but he went on. But also, there's some things we don't know that we know. And some things that we don't know that we don't know. And confused? This psalm puts it more simply. Concerning great matters, God, I don't know, but God, you know. And that's the difference between a worldly response and a godly response to this crisis. A godly response recognizes God. A godly response knows that God is the only one who's in charge. He's still on his throne. He's still with us, even in our isolation. a certain phrase has suddenly become very popular, hasn't it? We're hearing a lot about self-isolation, aren't we? Maybe it's a phrase that you've used about yourself. And people mean by that that they're isolating themselves from others to stop the spread of the virus. Actually, Hindus and therefore Buddhists have used a similar phrase for thousands of years. But their idea of self-isolation is to isolate yourself from yourself, to isolate your true self from your presenting self, as they'd say. But this psalm encourages us to isolate, that is, to still and to quieten, our soul, our inmost being, so that it is trusting and hoping in another. So we are not alone in isolation, but God is with us, isolating our souls to be quiet before God. Here's what James Mays says in his commentary on this psalm, so pertinent at this time. The stance adopted is that of the calm and patient soul. Calm, because ultimately it does not have to depend on itself. And patient, because it does not believe that the present time is a prison. Living in hope is having one with you who takes the terror out of need and time. So that's why the psalmist says, like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. Our response should be to show the innocence, the lack of guile, the trust of a child so young that they're just coming off breast milk. That's the right response here, the response of humility, not defiance, not escape. Every parent who sees their child make the transition from milk to baby food sees the confusion on their child's eye, in their child's eyes, before the very first spoonful goes in, but then the delight, as well as the mess, afterwards, as they innocently trust that this is best for them. The Hebrew in this psalm leaves open the possibility that it's the mother speaking here, saying, the response of my soul, my innermost being, should be like the response of the weaned child that is with me. A mother learning from her own child. Is that our response to this situation? Stilled and quietened, like a weaned child, satisfied and delighted, humbled and content. And so the psalmist turns to the community, to Israel, and says what is true for each one of us, isolating in God, hoping in him, is true for all God's people. Verse 3, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. We could say, O Cambry, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. If you're a doer, one who wants to make a difference for the kingdom, who wants to rampage around the streets and knock on doors sharing the good news, well, now is not a good time for you, is it? This psalm recognises that. It's about waiting for God's kingdom, being patient, being quiet, hoping in the Lord. Not thinking that we know everything, but realizing some things are greater than us, but relaxing like a little child in our mother's arms. Oh, Cambrai, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. For some of us, that is infuriating to hear, to just be still, But that's why we need to hear it. I'm going to lead us in prayer, and I'm going to use the words of a worship song written by Issy de Gersny in South Africa in 1988. Words so relevant for this time. And so we pray. Sovereign God, we lift up our eyes above the troubles in this land, and together we stand to declare you as King. In times like these, we choose to praise you, for it's you. It's you who really matters. You are worthy of our praise. And we will say that you are good, and all the miracles you've done, our God, have brought us joy. And we are changed, and all the hope we have, we place in you right now. So we say, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare our everlasting love for you. Please help us to trust you, even as we love you. Amen.